new testimony. Testing, testing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Testing, testing, testing. He's so sweet. Can you hear me with that? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? He's so sweet. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? He is so sweet. Romans chapter 8. Three verses. 28, 29, 30. Man, I love to praise the Lord. If one thing that I know, and I don't know a whole lot, but one thing that I do know, I know how to give him praise. It was built in me. I came with it built in. That wasn't a part added on. Hallelujah. Romans 8. Hallelujah. I just want to talk to you. Romans 8, 28 through 30. And we know. I'm reading this from the New American Standard Bible. That's my study Bible. I just like the way it read. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. That explains why Peter and them ran. Dropped everything. Conformed to be the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. If I told you that everything in your life is working in your favor, would you believe me? If God said that, if all things are working together in your favor, would you believe God? Your ability to know this will give you the courage God intends you to have in him. Your inability to know this, will keep you discouraged and lost. You got to know that all things work together for your favor. If you don't know that, you will stay discouraged and lost. But if you know and believe it, you will have courage. You will be able to do anything. Today, I'm on an assignment. I hope you have patience with me today. Oh, I pray in Jesus' name you have patience with me today. I'm on an assignment. Two things I have to accomplish today, and I need your help. I need your help. I can't do this by myself. I don't even live that way. Not by myself. Huh. He didn't leave me to be a... It wasn't good for me to be alone. Not all one. Hallelujah. I need your help. Number one, I want to explain to you why all things work together in your favor. Why? And number two, my assignment is for you to know your purpose. I want you to have an understanding of why all things work in your favor. And before you leave today, I want you to know your why, your cause, your reason, your purpose today. But I need your help. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, you already have in your way. And I'm asking you to fulfill your way in these moments. Bless the hearts and the minds of your people. You know the need of your creation. Everyone that's hearing the sound of my voice is a product that you created. It is your creation. So, Father, I'm asking you that the words that you allow through me resonates with the hearts and the mind, that it pulls, that your call is not just an invite, but your call is a command. Is a command. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor to accomplish these two tasks today. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen, amen. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm God's creation. I'm God's creation. Touch your neighbor on the other side and say, I'm God's creation. Hallelujah. I'm God's creation. Touch your neighbor. I'm God's creation. To know. Knowing. To know. It comes from a Greek word, oida. It means to understand. To have revelation, to have understanding. To know. In the Webster Dictionary, to know is to have an experience. To know. How well do you know someone? It's to be familiar with. To know, to be acquainted, to know. Hallelujah. To know. Oh, I know a thing. I know a thing. To be acquainted, to be familiar, to have understanding. How well do you know the thing? To have an experience. This is why, understand, knowing something could be the difference between life and death. Knowing is so powerful. It could be the difference between you having courage and being discouraged. It's powerful. Knowing something could take you out of here, or it could give you life. This is why in the Bible, in Genesis, God tells Adam not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Oh, no. Our good Father, I don't want you to know that. I don't want you to see that. I want you to know life. There's a tree over here that's a tree of life. I don't want you to know good and evil. I don't want you to have knowledge of what's good and what's evil. I don't want you to have knowledge of that, because having knowledge of that can get you killed. Come on, somebody. Oh, I wish I had everybody in the room. I'm going to get you. How many of us ever been in a situation where we had something that was good, but it was evil? Come on, somebody. Oh, I wish I had half a church, right? Oh, that thing is good. But when you come off that thing, oh, that conviction, that thing was not right. That thing was evil. I only got two people now. I'm losing people, because I know you got your girlfriend, your significant other, you got your wife. Somebody online might know your business. Right? Oh, that thing was good, y'all. But that thing, no, it was some evil came with that thing. How many of us? Come on now. Come on now. I know when I go home and I want that ice cream. Oh, that thing feel good. And I got diabetes. I didn't have diabetes for 5 years, right? But I want some of that cake and that ice cream because that thing know it's so good. But it's evil. You understand that the good, having knowledge of good and evil, can have you killed. Yeah. Come on, having knowledge of it, having experience. The Lord's keeping me right here for a minute. To know something, to be entangled with it. Yeah. That thing got hooks in you, honey. It is still wrapping its arms around you and it won't let go. Why? Because you knew it. Man, I wish I never met her at all. Right? Right? I wish I never. Because now I know what's good and it's evil. Now I know. Oida, Greek word, to know, to experience, to be entangled with, to have some form of reference, to have, be familiar with. Knowing. Come on, somebody. Purpose. Purpose. What if you don't know your purpose? What if all this life I know things, but I don't know my purpose? How many of you want to be successful? That should be everybody. Touch your neighbor and say, I want to be successful. I want to be successful. But what if I don't know my purpose? But I want to be successful. But I don't know my purpose. But I want to be successful. I might start pursuing somebody else's purpose.
Come on.
That purpose ain't yours. But because I don't know mine and I see yours, I start pursuing yours. Come on, somebody. I don't even know how to clean my own house. But now I like houses because you're a real estate agent. That look easy. Now I want to be a real estate agent. That look easy. I want to do that. Because I don't know mine. So I want yours. I want your purpose. Because it looks easy. But that's your purpose. Come on, somebody. Listen, I just got the app for YouTube and now it looks easy. I want to be a YouTuber. Come on, somebody. What was it? TikTok. I'm TikToking, man. Hey, y'all, come on, let's learn TikTok. You just learned how to TikTok. But that's easy because they getting all those likes and because I don't know my purpose and I see that you got 1 million likes.
Come on.
That looks easy. Because I don't know mine. So now I'm jumping on yours. What else you got? Now I'm into what you into. Because I don't know my purpose. What you into? That look easy. But I don't know mine. I don't know my purpose. So that I might borrow somebody else's. And if I don't borrow somebody else's, then I'm burying mine. You're burying. If I'm not borrowing, I'm burying. Come on now. When Jesus is talking to the disciples, hallelujah, he's talking to them about the end times. And he gives a parable. And he talks about giving talents. One to five, one he gave five, one he gave two, the other one he gave one. And this was based on their abilities. He gave them the talent based on their ability. And the one who got the five knew what he was doing. He knew his purpose. He doubled his. The one who got the two, he knew his purpose. Somebody touch their neighbor and say, he knew his purpose. And he doubled his. The one that had the one didn't know his purpose. He buried his. Come on. Some of us be like, man, I would have never buried yours. You'd be in worse debt. At least he buried it. Look, he buried his. He gave the same thing back to the Lord. Yeah. You in worse debt.
Come on.
Because you don't know how to manage yours. Oh, that's messed up. He buried his. You wouldn't know. If somebody gave you, come on, I'm going to test you. If somebody gave you $1 million right now, would you know what to do? Do not answer this question. because you on TV. If somebody gave you $1 million right now in your hand, would you know what to do with it? And understanding in kingdom principle, knowing what to do with it means double your money. Now I'm saying, would you know what to do with it? Because God believes in multiplication, multiplying, being fruitful. Would you know? You won't know. You will have worse debt. And the Lord called that man who buried his lazy and wicked. He was lazy and wicked because he didn't know his. He didn't know. Because he didn't know. Because you don't know, it could cost you your.
Come on.
Because you don't, because you didn't know. He didn't know. He didn't know. Hallelujah. He didn't know. And the Lord called him lazy and wicked. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. This is the power of knowing and not knowing. Knowing gives you courage. Not knowing discourages you and keeps you lost. Borrowing or burying. I just want to take my time. Take your time. Touch your neighbor, says, say, I want to be successful. Do you know that God wants you to be successful? As a matter of fact, he's depending on it. He's depending on your success. I'm gonna put my mouth in. He needs you to be successful. Your success protects his reputation. I'm going somewhere. Yeah. I need you to feel this in your bones. He needs, you are his creation. You are his, I am his creation. And he needs me to be successful. Because my success is in his best interest. It protects his reputation. Y'all with me? Oh God, I thank you. I got a church in here. Help me out. Everything that you see, everything that you got on, what I got on, y'all know what I got on. I got on them Jordans. Everything you got on got a name on it. Look, on this hoodie, he's got a name on it. Ladies, your dresses, it came with a name on it. Your shirt, your shoes, it came with a name on it. The name is the last thing they put on a product when it's finished. They won't put their name on the thing until it's what? Finished. Oh, we're going to work this thing out today. I'm on assignment. They put their image on it. I know you know where I'm going. Stop it. They put their image on the product. They put their image on it, and they don't put the image on it until the thing is. What's that? An iPad? What you got? What you got? Android? Kindle? This thing right here, what's on it? Let's just pretend. It has an image on it. Let's say it's Apple. She says a Kindle. Let's say it's Apple because Apple's easy. Apple's easy. This thing has an image on it. And before it got the image, it had to be tested. It had to be tested before they put the name on it. Do you understand that this thing has to go through multiple testing? They have professionals. There's some engineers in the house. This thing has to go through testings. They pay people. big money to just make sure that it does what they say it's going to do. It goes through testing before it comes to you. When it comes to you, it's not even new. You think it's new. It had already been tested. It had already been trialed. Then they put the name on it. I remember when I met my wife for the first time. Well, I met her before, but for the first time I met her as my wife. I knew that what it was, but when I met her, I told her, I don't not with church girls. Mm-mm. Especially they go to my church. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And she was like, I don't mess with no church brothers neither. She ain't say brothers. She said, I don't work mess with no church. I'm speaking in Spanish, Negroes. That's Spanish. I'm learning Spanish, Negroes. Right? And when she began to talk, and tell me about her life, her spirit connected with mine off the bat. And I'm like, wow. And she began to show me how she was tested. And the fact that she was tested, when she came to me, she was already finished. I'm going to help somebody's relationship out right now. You're trying to change the relationship you're in right now, but you have to take what you get as is, finished. They're not in your life for you to mold them. That's an assignment. They already came finished. Come on, somebody. And I was like, watch this, watch the label. I said, you a first lady. Did you know that? She was like, I've been told. You Mac daddy, you Mac mama, you Mackin, you Mackin. She was already tested. When she came to me, she was already finished. When it comes to you, it's already finished. It's not new. You think it's new. It ain't new. It's already been prepared. David, King David. When the Bible says that King David went to go fight the Goliath, the Philistine, Goliath, the giant, 17 years old, no fear. And everybody like, who you think you are? And see, when we see the story, as if it's new. Yeah. It wasn't new. David had already defeated a bear and a lion. You ain't nothing. If my father can deliver me from lions and bears, you ain't nothing. And everybody saw him as new. He wasn't new. He was finished. That's why God said, I've already chosen a man. When he was 17, why? Because he was finished. You follow me. This apple, before I bought it, it was already finished. It had already gone through tests. They already put their emblem. Look at the image. See the image? Just in case you ain't got one. They should pay me money. Y'all should pay me money for this. They put their image on it, and then you got it, and you thought it was new. It had already been tested. And then they had the nerve that when you open the box up, they put a booklet on top of it with promises.
Come on. Yeah.
The book has promises in it. And they're promising you that who got a cell phone? Throw your cell phone up. Throw your cell phone. Somebody texting already. Come on, I got you, texters. You already texting. Throw your cell phone up. Let me steal your cell phone. This cell phone wasn't new when you got it. It came with a booklet. And the booklet came with promises. Promises like it sends text messages. How did they know that? Because they tested it. It makes phone calls and it receives phone calls. How do they know that? Because they this thing connects to the Wi-Fi. It has Bluetooth. How does this book know that? Because they this thing has a battery life of 10 hours. How do they know that? Because they when you she received this phone was not new. It was already tested and finished, and they put their image on it. And they put their image on it. Give me my Bible back. Give me my manual. And the how many of us read our manuals? As soon as you got the refrigerator, you read it from beginning to end. As soon as you bought your refrigerator, you read your manual from beginning to end. As soon as you got that microwave, and all you know is the functions that you know. Start, play. The manual come with 100 options, and you only know 3 of them. My wife and I got this expensive car outside. It's so funny. We got this expensive car. Oh, God bless the Lord. Oh, man. And it's funny because we didn't read the book. I don't even know how to use the windshield wipers on the thing. Thank God it's automatic because I'm like turning on the back ones and everything. I don't know what I'm doing because I haven't read the with the promises in the manual. Some of us are like that now. Well, the Lord has us operating on 100. You only know 3 functions. You're going to work on 3 functions. You're dealing with that situation, that dead situation on 3 functions. That's why you can't get out of that situation. You can't get delivered from that situation because you're only operating on 3 functions. When the manual tells you everything, the manufacturer, it came with a booklet. And in the back of the book, the book comes with warranty. Guarantee. Yeah.
Come on.
I wish I had somebody in here that was following me. In the back of the book, it's warranty guarantee. They are saying that our business, our company, is backing this product 100%. 100%. We are backing this product 100%. And for whatever reason, if this product does not perform to its functions, if it's faulty, if it breaks, if it messes up, send this product back to us free of charge. We will pay you to send it back. We will pay you to send it back. And when you send it to us, we will spend thousands of dollars fixing it, repairing it, testing it, doing whatever we can to make sure that it works properly. Even pay the money to get you something new so that it works. They don't know you. You think that the manufacturer cares about you? They don't care about you. They care about their namesake. They care about their namesake, their image, their product. They don't care about you. They care about their name. So when God, the manufacturer, the producer, the creator of the universe, creates a product, he creates man. Hallelujah. In his image. Understand, the image piece was the last thing. We think the image was the first thing. No, that was the last thing because he had already tested it. Then he put his image on man. Oh, God. This is feeling good to me. I hope I, God, I thank you. Then he slaps his image on it. He had already tested it. I was thinking of this thing. I used to always say that you should be excited that sometimes we think we never won at anything. But you are one in 500 million odds. But actually, when I studied this text, I realized you were not one in 500 million odds. You because you won, you were tested. If you're here today, you're here today because you already won. That's the reason why you won the egg battle. You won before you even got to the mom's womb. Let me prove it. Let me prove it. He told Jeremiah, before you were in your mother's belly, I knew you. I knew you. Before you came out of your mother's womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. What does that mean? That means that I already had operations already. You were already predetermined. I'm about to help y'all out on your why. I'm about to help you out on your purpose. It was already predetermined. It was already preordained. And so now I'm living a life. I'm living somebody else's purpose. When God has, listen, this device is built to do what an iPad is supposed to do. It's not built to be a skillet or a frisbee. Sometimes I do that. It's not a frisbee. It's not a skillet. It's not a plate, right? It's not a baseball. Its function is to do what the iPad is supposed to do. And your function is what God says it's supposed to do. Money back guarantee. And God needs his product to be successful. Because it has his image on it. And if it's not successful, it messes up his reputation. It messes up his reputation. You follow me? You follow me? Now I need to answer some questions. What is my purpose? What is my why? What is my reason? What is my reason? What is my purpose? What is it? What is my why? And the manufacturer shows us our reason and our purpose in Genesis. When he created man in his own image and his own likeness, he says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. God was expanding the kingdom of God on earth. Touch your neighbor and say, he was expanding the kingdom of God. And you were built to be his representation, his ambassador, his replica, his image. You were to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and order. Subduing means order. The earth. That's your purpose. Your purpose is to expand the kingdom of God. Why? Because that's what the manufacturer put in your functions before time began. That's your why. That's your why. Your why is to expand the kingdom of God. Touch your neighbor, said, my why is to expand the kingdom of God. That's your why. That's your why. To expand the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Do you understand now why it's in God's best interest that you are successful? Adam wasn't successful. His why got tainted. It got distorted because he wanted to know good and evil. He didn't want to know life. He was built to know life and to give life. He was built to do that. That was his reason. What is the reason of this iPad? That was his reason. And Adam was distorted and tainted. And so God created a new Adam, another Adam.
Yes.
Oh, Elsa died. He creates, hallelujah, Yeshua, Jesus, as the new Adam. Hallelujah. And the new Adam mission was the same. It was to expand the kingdom of God. How do you know that, Pastor Jeff? Because the Bible says, when he says all power, I'm landing the plane. I hope you're getting with me. When he says that all power has been given to me on in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth, says all power has been given unto me. And he gives the disciples who are now the new ambassadors, the disciples who he's putting his image on. They're finished. It's finished. It's finished. He's putting his image on them. And he says, and he's sending them. He says, go forth to all the nations, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. And lo, I am with you always to the end. He put his image on them because they were finished. They weren't new. They were finished. And God was expanding the kingdom of heaven, expanding. Last week, a lot of us did not know our purpose. A lot of us did not know our why, our reason. Your reason was before the world began. It was for his purpose. He's the manufacturer. Your purpose is what he meant for it to be. It's in the manual with promises. Touch your neighbor and says, my purpose is to expand the kingdom of God.
My purpose is to expand the kingdom of God.
That's your purpose. Listen, if I were one of you all, I would be super excited because some of us don't know our purpose. Why? Where's Demia at? Where's Demia? Give me Demia. Demia, come here, come here, come here. You can play that soft. I'm not bringing you up here to embarrass you. Okay? Okay. Take down your mask for a second. I'm hooked up. What's your purpose?
To expand the kingdom of God. To expand the kingdom of God.
Do you believe that? You believe that? Go have a seat. What is your purpose?
To expand the kingdom of God. To expand the kingdom of God.
What's your purpose?
To expand the kingdom of God.
What's your purpose?
To expand the kingdom of God.
Come on, cool Moji.
To expand the kingdom of God.
What's your purpose?
To expand the kingdom of God.
What's your purpose?
To expand the kingdom of
God. What's your purpose? 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 What's that? Gavin, what's your purpose? The Bible says all things work together for good for them that love God and that are called according to his
purpose.
Come here, Kevin. God. Be right behind him. Hey, God. Expand the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Immediately when they said, when God said, I will make you fishers of men, they knew their function. He called the function out. It is in God's best interest that you are successful. Why is it in God's best interest for you to be successful? It protects his reputation.
Protects his reputation.
Why is it in God's best interest that all things work together for your favor?
Protects his reputation.
Why is it in God's best interest that all things work together for your good?
It protects his reputation.
It protects his what?
Reputation.
It protects his what?
Reputation.
How many believe that? Put your hands together for Jesus. For homework. I'm so excited in my bones because Gavin. How old is Gavin now? 13? Gavin gets to grow up bold and strong. He gets to grow up bold and strong, knowing that God is turning the universe to ensure that he's successful. He knows that now. Because it protects God's reputation. He's going to be bold and strong. Oh God, our babies. Hallelujah. Homework. Because I got 17 emails. If you're viewing online, our homework is I want you to email me at pastor@isreallife.church. Put it in your cell phones right quick, really quick. That's pastor, you know how to spell pastor, at Israel Life, is one L. That's ISREALIFE.church. I want you to email me, what's your purpose? What is your purpose? And how do you plan to fulfill it? How do you plan to fulfill your purpose? Come here, Jarrell. Give me some oil. I need that from everybody. If you're tuning in online, I need that email from everybody except for the 17 people that emailed me the first time. If you emailed me before, you do not have to email me again. As a matter of fact, don't email me the second time but if you emailed me and you said that I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know what my why is, email me now because you should know. You should know. Hallelujah. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We ask that this word resonates in our hearts and our minds, that we know whose we are and what we're here to do. Oh, God, and we know what to do now. All my life I've searched the world on who am I and what am I here to do. Now I know. What am I going to do with it? Am I going to bury it? Or I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. When the Lord's calling you, stay in prayer mode. Keep your eyes closed. When God is calling you, that is not just an invitation. It is a demand. He's demanding his instrument, his product. He's demanding you to come forth. And you do have a choice. But that's the difference between the called and the chosen. God, we thank you. Father, we thank you for giving us clarity. I now know what to do. And I also know that I am covered, that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. We're still in worship. Would you give? God has given unto you good measure. Oh, he's been better than that. God has been better than that. He's been better. Will you give? Because God will give back unto you good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. God will use men on the earth that got some money, that got a house, that got some stuff. And those individuals will be sent by the Lord and they'll pour back into your bosom. That's bank account. Will you give? Make checks payable for Israel life. For Israel life. And you can text to give. I like to text to give because it's easy. And I have that phone that is finished that has an image on it. It's finished. It came to me finished. It didn't come to me new. And that text to give is text Israel. Excuse me. Text give real. Text give real. GIVEREAL to 73256. Do that for me real quick and put that in the text, the comments. I want to pray over the offerings and the tithes and in your choice of giving, what you want to devote, that you want to give, that you want to sow to the Lord. Oh God, he is so good. Any good? Oh God. God is so good. I'm so thankful for that. When God, it's time for God to give something to you clearly, there's no ambiguity. It's clear. There should be nobody that walks out of this place, whether you're on live stream or in this place, without knowing who you are. If you don't know who you are, come up here. I'll remind you. I'm going to pray over the offerings. Just hold it up as a form of worship. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you to give us the heart to give. Because before now, I used to be stingy. I didn't know the secret to wealth. But now I know the secret to wealth is to give, is to sow, is to invest so that I can have much. Lord, thank you for letting me know. But what's so more exciting, God, is that I want to give you whether you give back anyway, because you've already given me so much that I can't even use now. God, I thank you. And if I'm someone that is not able to give today, God, I pray that you bless them with something the next time to give so that they have a heart to give the next time. God, we glorify you. We magnify your name. We bless you and bless the hands that are giving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God is bending the universe. God is bending the universe for your favor. He has to protect his product. His reputation is in his best interest. God, I know. God, I know who I am. God, I know who I am. Hallelujah. Will you please stand to your feet? I want you to be excited because somebody is about to get blessed. There is somebody that before today did not know their why. They didn't know their purpose. They didn't know their reason. They didn't know. But today they know and they will be delivered. And now they can hear Jesus calling them. Before, but now they hear Jesus calling. And today is the day they answer that call. In Jesus' name. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this service. We thank you for being a good, good father. Oh, God. Oh, even when we get ourselves in the mindset of knowing something that we're not supposed to know, you still find a way to deliver us from them all. Oh, God, I thank you. Now, God, I pray that you will protect us. Keep us. Oh, God, keep your angels all encamped about us. Never leave us, nor forsake us. Stay in our heart always until we see you again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen.